Time now to talk some rugby league. We do it with Dean Bulldog Richie. We do it every Sunday. G'day, Dino.
Yeah, good morning, Jimmy. Good morning, Ray.
Hiya, Jimmy, Dino.
You also overlooked Aaron Woods in that chart.
Aaron Woods, there's another one. Yeah.
It's about $3 million, I hear, on the sideline. So, yeah, you're right. It's a very interesting and fascinating
statistic
that would come out if the NRL would do that.
Well, I think there needs to be increased transparency around salaries. Even if you don't list who the players are, you just say, hey, we have this much of our salary cap on the sideline. I reckon it's of interest to fans. Fans then go and manage their expectations and say, oh, you know, we're losing our stars with this so many people. And I think it puts it into perspective. It puts it into perspective that win on Friday night, and it helps you understand why Craig Bellamy was so upset after the game, Dino.
Jimmy, I wrote a piece during the week about coaches and the amount of fibs we're being told. I just think that as a game, we should grow up a bit more. I think all this ridiculous shenanigans about who's in, who's out, he's not playing, his injury's not serious. I just think that it's becoming more deceptive. And when we've got super coach these days, and of course all the gambling institutions and the amount of money that is wagered on rugby league, I just think it's time that we really mature as a game. I think all these silly games that coaches play in terms of who's in and who's out, it's time for it to end.
Yeah, the transparency in the game is so important, Dino, particularly as you mentioned when so much wagering is on rugby league these days, which is only going to grow because it's
You hope so.
Well, it will be a massive revenue earner for the game. Transparency is so important, particularly if you're for the punter out there, Dino.
Look, Ray, I get the coaches want to keep some things close to their chest. It's what they do. But some of the coaches in the last few weeks, when Stephen Kearney was asked face-to-face, would Roger two of us have check play last week, and he just said, yes, he's playing. Well, clearly he was out. He was ruled out earlier in the week. So, look, as I said, it's just a matter of, as you say, Ray, the game growing up and being more transparent. I just think we've gone past that. I think all the under-the-radar stuff, it's just we're better than that. We don't need to do that rubbish. It's time for the coaches, to be honest, be up front. There's too much riding on every game now for these lies to be told. I guess that's lies is a heavy word, but it's about the only way you could describe
Misleading.
I'm Trent Robinson's greatest fan. He clearly and deliberately misled everyone the other day about Lachie Lamb and whether he was playing in the Anzac Day game. And I totally understand why he did it. But you Dean, and this I haven't said this a lot on a Sunday, Dean, you're 100% correct. There are 32 teams in the NFL, and there are strong financial sanctions for those coaches and teams that mislead the public about who's available and who's
AFL.
Not.
You have AFL's the same.
You have to fully disclose what's wrong with them, how long you anticipate them being out, and why we don't get that in the National Rugby League, I think, is a point well made. The Bulldogs last night, they went there. They were okay. They let themselves down a couple of times against Manly. But what about these sackings that have happened there in the football department, Dino? Some weren't a surprise, but the magnitude of them, four gone in one fell swoop.
Yeah, news filtered through about midday yesterday, Jimmy, but four quite big names: Andrew Barra, Gareth Holmes, Warren McDonald, and Andy Patmore. I'm hearing that it has been done to give Dean Pay more say, so it's actually an endorsement of Dean Pay, these decisions, but certainly four high-profile people have gone. Gareth Holmes is the football manager. He only joined the Bulldogs last year. He quit Manly to go and work at the Doggies. He's also gone as well. So, yeah, significant changes out there. It's obviously reached that point where they think that the structure in the football department has to be rejigged. Things aren't working as they are at the moment. So certainly four big names there gone. While on the Bulldogs, two guys, Reece Martin, has come good in the last few weeks. I think you'll find that the Dogs have started negotiations there to extend him at Belmore. There isn't a lot of interest from rival NRL clubs, but I am hearing there's significant interest from the English Super League. So the Dogs looking to re-sign Reece Martin. He re-signed last year for 1 year, so he comes off again this year. But I think you'll find that a new deal will be struck with him in the next few weeks.
Just on the Manly and Canterbury game yesterday, Dino, talk about a team ravaged by injury. The Sea Eagles were certainly undermanned, but they're finding ways to win for Desi Hasler.
Yeah, that's five from six now, Rain. Of course, let's not forget that Dragons game. They got beaten down at Wollongong ended in contentious circumstances too. Potentially that could have gone into golden point. But look, as for Dez, as you say, right, they're just hanging in games. They're looking like they're outclassed at times. Certainly against the Raiders last week, they were up 12-0. Canberra, it looked like it was going to be a very difficult afternoon at Lotto Land. But again, they hang in there. They play tough. They're playing for their coach. They're playing for each other. And they just find a way to win. Look, if Dez can get them to the semi-finals this year, you'd think that is an incredibly successful year for Hasler. You think about it, guys, about, say, 28 points will probably get you into the semi-finals. You've got a bye in there. So that means 13 wins. Teams like Manly are on 5, 6, 7 wins. They don't need to double that money in round 8. So they're already halfway there.
And they get back Tom and DCE a little bit later on in the year. Round 12, I think, is what's quoted in the Big League magazine. What about the Rabbitohs on Thursday night? Exceptional performance, elements of luck associated with it. But you, as Ray said earlier, you make your own luck. And Cody Walker was excellent. Does Cody Walker fit into a New South Wales State of Origin squad?
It's an excellent question, Jimmy. I think you'll find Luke Keary would have his nose in front. And, of course, there's clearly James Maloney, who is the incumbent. But whether Walker may pinch a bench spot, he can play a couple of positions in the back line. He's certainly on form. He's right there. And based on what we saw again on the weekend, he's just hungry, Jimmy. He's got that desire about him, Cody Walker. Wayne Bennett actually said he's among the most gifted players he's ever coached, which is an incredible rap given the players that Bennett's coach going back to 1987. So, look, I just think at the moment, guys, South Melbourne, albeit they lost to Cronulla, and the Roosters are clearly top three sides in the competition at the moment. And, look, other sides will rise. They will come from the back of the field. But at the moment, you know, they're the three that are totally dominating. Just on South, while I'm here, guys, they're denying it at the moment. But, gee, that rumour that they're chasing Tevita Pangai Jr. continues to rumble along in rugby league. Pangai only signed a one-year deal at the Broncos, so he comes off contract. So, look, South are saying their cap is full. They don't have the money for it, but certainly it's the room that just won't go away.
Well, what about the Roosters last night, Dino? And I think Jim and I were speaking about Latrell Mitchell earlier, and I think he's the most exciting player in the game. And that's saying something because the Roosters have got so much talent there with, like, the Tedesco, Akiri, etc. But you just want to watch him play football, don't you? He's unbelievable, Latrell Mitchell.
It's just that wonderful cycle of rugby league, Ray, isn't it? We lose Greg Inglis, Latrell Mitchell emerges. We just have this ability in the game to produce superstar players. And let's not forget, Latrell was playing up in New South Wales Cup up there at, I think it was Wyong, and he last year or the year before, so he copped a bit of a clip over the years from Trent Robinson in terms of attitude, but he's certainly come back to be quite clearly at the moment, I can't think of a better player, form-wise in the NRL than Latrell Mitchell. Last night was just a 10 out of 10 performance. He's on another planet when it comes to other players at the moment. I just think he is a genuine superstar of the game.
Yeah, most definitely. All right, mate, any changes to these big couple of clashes today?
Yeah, the Warriors play the Knights at Mount Smart. That's a 2 o'clock game, Jimmy. For the Warriors, David Pusatua, he's got ribs. He goes out. Jared Beal is the replacement there. Jazz Tavia also off the bench through injury. Roger Tuivasa-Sheck and Blake Green back for the Warriors. So there's a positive out of Auckland. For the Knights, Jesse Raymond goes out with a shoulder injury. Sione Nkautia is the new centre. Kurt Mann comes onto the bench. And the second game this afternoon, that's Parramatta and the Dragons at Bankwest. That'll be a big game. 4 o'clock kickoff. No late changes expected for the Parramatta Eels. Daniel Lavaro comes back from concussion. He will start. Tim Manor, George Dennings dropped off on Tuesday. And over there, the Dragons, they should be 1-17, guys. Ewan Aitken, though, he has gone to the bench with Zach Lomax to start there for the Dragons.
Zach Lomax, my favourite player. Hey, yes. Dino, before I let you go, question to you and to Jimmy. This is from a listener, Maddie's just text in. Hey, boys, could Luke Keary play 7 and Cody Walker play 6 for New South Wales?
Dino?
Oh, look, from my point of view, guys, absolutely. I think, though, they have invested. Excuse me, guys, I picked up a terrible cold. I think they've invested in Nathan Cleary.
Yeah.
Ray, I think that they'll stick with him. He's 21 years old. I don't think they'll go past Cleary at the moment. His form's been modest without being bad, but I think that they've gone with Cleary early. They see him as a long-term origin player. And at this point in time, I think they'll stick with Nathan Cleary.
I'm distressed.
You agree with Dino?
Again.
Cleary and Keary in the halves.
Cleary and
Keary.
Give me
my brothers today.
Dino, I've got my...
Colour around after the show.
Got my fingers like this together. I know it's radio and it doesn't really work, but Ray is acknowledging how close you and I are today in our thinking, which is disturbing all in
no,
of
it's
itself.
Not. You can say, Dino, great minds think alike.
Great minds think alike, but as my father would also say, fools never differ. any other news around Dino?
Just that Manly, guys, Lyle Gorman will be moved aside as Manly's CEO. He'll be put in charge of the Seagulls Centre of Excellence, which is going to be built at Brookvale in coming years. So I think you'll find Manly will be on the lookout for either a new CEO or a new head of football. And we all know that Desi Hasler's got incredible influence at Manly. So you would imagine that if it is a head of football, that it will be one of Des's men that would come in. So, look, good times at Manly at the moment. Lyle Gorman will stay. He'll just be in a different position.
Good on you, Dino. Appreciate that. And we will speak next week.
Thanks, brother.
Thanks, Dino. See you, mate.
Dean Bulldog Richie with all the latest thoughts on the game of rugby league.